tell it what you want. Watch it cut. Vibe Chopper turns plain English chat into real timeline edits. Trim, split, transition, overlay, polish. Type what you want. Watch it cut. The directing voice. You have a voice in your head when you watch your own footage. The directing voice. It says, that take, not that take. Start 3 seconds later. Cut on the laugh. Hold on her face. Lose the second half of that paragraph. The directing voice. You hear that voice the whole drive home from the shoot. You hear it in the shower. Then you open your editor. And the voice, the one that has been narrating the cut for 9 hours, has to go through a wrist. A wrist that clicks 500 times. A wrist that drags a razor tool across a timestamp, then nudges a fade by one frame. Around hour four, the wrist starts to feel like the only part of you still working. The directing voice. The voice was always right. The voice was always specific. The wrist is the part the timeline took hostage. The directing voice. We built the AI chat so the voice could finally drive. What describe your edits actually means. The chat panel in Vibe Chopper looked like a chat panel. It wasn't. It was a director's intercom. What describe your edits actually means. You typed or you spoke what you wanted the cut to be in the same plain language you'd use to brief a junior editor. Trim the first 5 seconds of clip three, split clip seven at the laugh, cross dissolve between scenes, drop it lower third on the founder, polish the whole timeline for dead air. The AI read your project, every frame, every transcript line, every clip you'd already dragged in, and it cut. What describe your edits actually means. It didn't search. It didn't summarize. It didn't hand you a list of suggestions to manually apply. It made the edit. The clip moved. The transition appeared. The overlay landed on the right beat. What describe your edits actually means. The directing voice and the timeline finally shared a language. What describe your edits actually means. That diagram up there isn't decoration. It's the path. You set it, the model wrote a plan, the plan turned into a tool call, the tool call moved the clip. 4 steps, no panels, no menus, no 9-hour wrist marathon. The 5 things you set today. Day one of the chat shipping, you could say 5 families of things and the timeline would obey. Past tense because the product was live and your wrist had a Tuesday off. The 5 things you set today. Trim. The 5 things you set today. Trim the first 3 seconds off the cold open. Drop the last 5 seconds of clip two. Shave the dead air at 0:14. The AI read the clip you meant, picked the endpoint and outpoint, and rewrote the clip's start and end on the timeline. The handles you used to drag with a pixel perfect mouse, those move themselves. The 5 things you set today. Split. The 5 things you set today. Split clip seven at the laugh. Cut clip four where she takes a breath. Break this take into 2 beats so I can rearrange. The transcript was already in the model's hands, every word with a timestamp and a speaker label. The laugh wasn't a metaphor, it was a real-time code. The clip became 2 clips, both kept their edit history. The 5 things you set today. Add a transition. The 5 things you set today. Cross dissolve from the wide shot into the close-up. 2-frame cut into the next interview. Fade to black at the end of the act. The transition appeared between the 2 clips you named, with the duration you asked for, on the right side of the join. No transitions panel, no plus icon, no drag and drop ritual. The 5 things you set today. Add an overlay. The 5 things you set today. Drop a lower third on the founder when she introduces herself.
Put a call out arrow on the screen when she points at the laptop. The model generated the overlay art with a transparent background, dropped it on an overlay track, and aligned its start to the right transcript timecode. The thing your eyes wanted to see on the screen? It was on the screen. The 5 things you said today. The 5 things you said today. Polish. The 5 things you said today. Polish this timeline. Tighten the dead air. Smooth the jump cuts. Trim filler words. Polish wasn't one cut. Polish was a set of reps. The same pass a human editor makes on lap 2. Tighten the gaps between sentences. Soften the hard cuts where a face changes angle. Lose the uhs and ums. It was 1 sentence in chat. It was an hour of work on the wrist. The 5 things you said today. The chat shipped with 3 of these as one-tap suggestions when you opened an empty conversation. Make a project trailer. Highlight every second. Polish this timeline. You didn't have to remember the magic words. The magic words were the buttons. How Vibe Chopper turned chat into a tool call. Light on architecture, heavy on what happened to your timeline. That was the deal. How Vibe Chopper turned chat into a tool call. When you sent a message, 4 things happened in the time it took you to breathe. How Vibe Chopper turned chat into a tool call. First, the model got your project, not just your text. Every video file, every frame description the analyzer had written, the full transcript with speaker labels, the current state of your timeline, every clip in order with their inpoints and outpoints, the last few turns of the chat. It got the dossier a real assistant editor would have spent 3 hours building, how Vibe Chopper turned chat into a tool call. Second, the model wrote a plan, not a paragraph of vibes, a structured plan with the specific clip IDs it intended to touch, the operation, trim, split, add transition, add overlay, the parameters, time codes, durations, types, and the reason for each step. Plans were inspectable. You could pop them open before they ran, kill the ones you didn't like, and let the rest go. How VibeChopper turned chat into a tool call. Third, the plan ran as a sequence of tool calls. Each one was a real edit operation on a real clip, the same operation your wrist would have run from a menu, except your wrist was in the kitchen making coffee. The timeline updated as each call landed. How VibeChopper turned chat into a tool call. Fourth, the chat reported back. 8, because the cold open landed harder without the throat clear. You could click the receipt and the timeline scrolled to the exact frame. How VibeChopper turned chat into a tool call. 4 steps, no wrist, why the chat panel was not just a search box. This is the part where a lot of AI editor companies tripwire. They ship a chat panel takes your sentence, the chat panel returns a list of suggestions. You click them, one by one. The suggestions are usually just time codes. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. That's a search box wearing a costume. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. The chat in VibeChopper wasn't that. The chat was a director's chair. You said the thing, the cut happened, the clip moved, the transition rendered, the overlay landed. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. A search box gives you a list. A director's chair gives you a cut. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. 3 things made the chair real. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. 1, the chat was scoped to your timeline. When you opened a timeline, the chat panel inherited that timeline's context. The clips, the order, the endpoints, the transitions, the overlays. If you opened a second timeline, the chat opened a second thread.
Contexts didn't bleed. Edits didn't cross. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. 2, the model got the whole shoot, not a summary of it. Full transcripts, every frame description, every keyframe, every clip's start, end, and source video. It worked from the same raw material a junior editor would have spent 6 hours organizing into a binder. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. 3, the chat panel showed you what it touched. Every tool call left a card in the chat with the clip's name, the operation, the before-after time codes, and a jump to this clip button. You weren't trusting it, you were watching it. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. Why the chat panel was not just a search box. If you want to crawl around inside that receipt UI, the before-after diff, the clip identity pills, the transcript range previews, the click-to-scroll deep links, that's the whole next post. Read it after this one. Reps in. A walkthrough. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. Let's do it live, in past tense, the way it actually happened. A walkthrough. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. The shoot. 40 minutes of raw founder interview footage. 4 camera angles, 2 lavs, 1 handheld B-roll cam. The client asked for a 30-second social trailer. Not the full edit, the trailer. A walkthrough. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. You opened the chat. The cursor blinked. You typed. A walkthrough. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. A walkthrough. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. Then you didn't move. A walkthrough. Make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. What the model saw. Every clip with its source video and timecode, the full transcript, every line, every speaker, every timestamp. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. The plan, 5 steps. Pick the 4 highest emotion beats from the transcript. Pick 3 B-roll inserts that match those beats. Sequence them in a story arc. Hook, build, payoff, button. Hard cut on the hook, 1 frame cross dissolves between the rest. Target, 30 seconds. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. You changed one thing. Use the laugh at 12:48, not the laugh at 22:11. You clicked run. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. The cuts, 7 tool calls, 3 trims, 2 splits, 1 transition, 1 overlay, a small chyron with the founder's name and title, generated on the fly. The timeline rebuilt itself, 12 seconds. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. The receipt, a card for each step. 1, kept the laugh, drop the lead-in. Split clip 9, use the second half under the voiceover from clip 7. Added a cross dissolve from clip 7 to clip 9, the cut felt jumpy without it. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. The duration, 4 seconds. You asked for 30. You typed, add a half-second hold on the last frame. It did. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. You watched the trailer. You changed nothing else. You exported. You closed the tab. A walkthrough, make a 30-second trailer of the best moments. It was 11:47 a.m. You had not skipped lunch. Your wrist had done nothing. What this didn't do. Garnell sucks off the soapbox for a second. What this didn't do. The chat didn't take taste away. Taste is the thing you brought into the room. The model picked the candidates, the 4 high emotion beats, the 3 best B-roll inserts. Which of those 4 beats was actually the right cold open? Your call. The model surfaced the laughs, you picked the right laugh. It knew founder leans forward, eyes light up, was a usable beat. It didn't know which of the 7 similar beats actually felt like her. You did. You always did. What this didn't do. The chat moved the manual labor. It did not move the direction. What this didn't do. That's the whole bet. Every plan had time codes and clip IDs, so you could read it, override it, and trust the result. Every tool call left a receipt, so you could verify the reasoning. The chat panel knew your full transcript, so you didn't have to translate your taste into the model's preferred jargon. You could say, the laugh, and the model already knew which one. What this didn't do. Editing wasn't fewer decisions, it was only decisions. The clicking is what we took. What was next? Three other ways into the same room. All three were already in the building. What was next? You could speak instead of type. The mic icon was a real on-ramp. You hit it, you talked, the audio came back as text, and the model treated it as the prompt. We wrote a whole post about editing on a subway with your hands in your pockets. What was next? You could drop a brief. The attachment tray let you paperclip a voice note from your client, a PDF brief, a mood board image, or a transcript from the kickoff call. Those weren't metadata. They became part of the model's dossier when it wrote the plan. We covered that over here. What was next? And you could watch the work. Every tool call rendered as a card in the chat. Clip name, before after time codes, click to jump button, reasoning text. That's its own post. What was next? For the under the hood version, how the plan turned into a tool call, how the harness routed providers, how the receipts streamed back, the engineering side wrote the companion piece. It pairs with this one the way a deadlift pairs with a stretch. See you on the timeline. You shot it. You described it. It cut itself. See you on the timeline. That's three sentences. That's the whole product. Anything more is filler. See you on the timeline. Open the chat. Type what you want. The timeline is waiting. See you on the timeline. Reps in, reps out. See you on the timeline. See you on the timeline. Garlos.